Candy. Wow. We're back.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
It's 3 o'clock, top of the hour. It's time to announce another name on the sound payroll. And that name is Kat Ferris of Buena Park. Kat Ferris of Buena Park. You have 10 minutes to call us at 888-696-1003. Starting the clock right now. 888-696-1003, Kat Ferris of Buena Park. If you call us back in 10 minutes, we'll give you $100. Otherwise, we'll give another $100 to DeForest Miller of Corona.
He's dead, Jim.
Oh, it's a different DeForest. DeForest Kelly. DeForest Miller is
Is this week over yet?
Got to get another 100. You know, Christian,
it's all about you.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin, so ghastly, pasty.
I think I can sue for this, actually.
All right.
It's covered by the sexual harassment.
Andy in the afternoon.
He's dead, Jim.
DeForest. You're not dead. You got another $100.
Still de one? Still.
He's dead, Jim.
De earning?
Yeah, DeForest. It's DeForest Miller of Corona. The real DeForest Kelly, he is dead. But $300 because we didn't get a call back from Kat. So good on ya, DeForest. And hey, you know what we need? We need somebody to get on the phone right now. 888-696-1003. Take the third caller at that number.
Andy, tell them what they're going to win, dude.
We've got tickets for Def Leppard at Irvine Meadows in September, along with REO Speedwagon and Tesla.
This is absurd.
And tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. By the way, not for now, but a little bit later, we're going to give away some tickets to your sound session, the thing you're going to do where you break down the music. And why don't you give people an example?
I would like to first off let everyone know, anyone attending, I never play that song at any point during the thing. I do, you know, I spend about an hour on each song instead of the quick thing I do in the morning show here and the little blippity ones we do in the afternoons. So I'm just going to give you an example of something that you might hear. Andy, you know the song by The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go Now?
I'm aware of it, yes.
Well, that was mixed, I don't know if you know, by a guy by the name of... I've forgotten his name.
Glenn Johns.
That's the one. He did Beatles, and he did the Rolling Stones, right. And he did The Who, and he also did The Clash.
Wow.
I know. Listen to the bass tone Paul Simonon uses on this song. Ready?
I gotta say that's chunky.
It's chunky. And this is before the days of cut and paste, so looking at the waveforms, he played all of these. That was right in Pete. I have a text message. Please hold.
Okay. That's unprofessional. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's in this song. Wow.
Yeah.
How about it?
Let's hear it in context, Andy.
I can do that. It's Andy in the afternoon. Just a little touch of Christian. 100.3, the sound. We're Southern California's classic rock.
Hear it?
I do.
K-R-L-A 6:53. Dragging the line. Next hour, Cheapskate's Handbook. For all of you out there who want to be cheap, we have a handbook. It'll fill you in. Also later on, Steve Canale of Dallas. We'll be talking to him not only about the television series victory over Miami Vice, but something else he's got coming up. Making a
living. Well, we've got some sad news to pass along today, and that is that Charlie Tuna has passed away. One of the original boss jocks at KHJ and KRLA passed away recently, and there's a memorial today at his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 4 p.m. So if you're in the area, Vine and Selma, right there on the corner, I guess people are going to pop down there and drop off some flowers and share memories of Charlie Tuna. It's before my time in Southern California. I moved here in the 90s, but I knew the name even back in the Midwest, and I certainly can understand how he was a part of the fabric of a lot of people's lives listening to radio. Charlie Tuna passed away earlier this month, they say. You can, by the way, if you want to donate in his honor to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, man, I can certainly get behind that.
Yep.
I've been there, and those are good people. They'll take care of kids, and they never turn anybody away, so I think that's wonderful. But
I'm going to have a melt on the way home.
Tuna melt?
Yeah. in his name.
You know? Only good-tasting tuna get to be Charlie Tuna.
That's very true.
We're going to see if Josh, on his way home, can pop by there and see what's going on. So stay tuned for that. And also, in just a couple of moments...
Stay tuned for that, Andy.
See what you did with
see what I did there?
That was a connections gossamer at best. Okay, so we got the Classic Rock Time Capsule in moments. See if you can match wits with Christian. A question about 1960s rock. That's on the way on The Sound. I will not waste any more time. Let's get into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
There it is. It's open. It's the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, February 29th, 2016, Leap Day. Christian's got a question about 1960s rock for you in just a second. And who's going to be second-guessing you today?
John, I believe.
John?
Hey there.
How you doing, John? Where are you from?
Beaumont.
Beaumont. Sweet. All right, well, hold on for just a moment, and we're going to have you match wits with Christian. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, a challenge kind of to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule on Leap Day. There is, after all, 75% less actual rock history, but let's give it the college try. Today in 1980, some folks go through the Mason City, Iowa Sheriff's Department files. They find the Big Bopper's wristwatch and Buddy Holly's sunglasses.
Today, the music died.
See, those guys took off from Mason City Airport with Richie Valens after playing nearby Clear Lake, Iowa, all of them dying in the crash 21 years earlier. Buddy's cufflinks had already been given to Paul McCartney, but Buddy's widow didn't want the same thing to happen with the iconic eyeglasses, so she sues to get them, and she finally gets them. Today's the day in 1972 that John Lennon's U.S. visa expires. He then begins a 3.5-year fight to not be deported, something we later learn that President Richard Nixon is actively trying to do to him. And some sad news also.
I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me.
4 years ago today, we lose Monkees singer Davy Jones. Davy was a teenage actor. He was on Ed Sullivan playing Oliver Twist the night the Beatles premiere there. And he was an apprentice jockey. He continues his love for horses all through his life. In fact, he wins his first horse race in 1996.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
30 years later, he wins his first race. Okay, so Christian, turns out, listen in for this, John. It turns out they have Grammy Awards on this day in 1968, honoring the music of 1967. Now think about it. 1967 in music.
Okay.
Which album from 67 wins Best Cover Art, Best Engineering, and Album of the Year? 1967.
It's easy. I already got it.
You got it?
Yeah, yeah. Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay, John, is he right or not?
Sounds pretty confident. I like it.
That is, in fact, correct.
Yeah!
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club album wins all three of those awards on this day, on Leap Day in 1968, rather. And you hold on the phone, John. We're going to get you some information so you, sir, can go and see Irvine Meadows, Def Leppard.
Leopard!
On September 22nd, along with REO Speedwagon and Tesla. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. this Friday. That's a heck of a rock show, if you ask me. But we're going to give the nod to Davey and the Monkees to play us out today. They're not your stepping stone. They're not your monkey. Oh, wait, they are your monkey, but they're not your stepping stone. It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Doodly, 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 doodly.
Playing the snot out of that guitar.
I love that guitar solo. Supertramp, Goodbye, Stranger, a song about marijuana.
Oh, really?
Really is.
Who knew that?
Well, I did.
Well, now we do.
Now you do. It's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Christian is right over there. Christian won the song fight on Friday.
I did.
And the way it works is the person who wins gets to go first. Every day at this time, 10 till 4, we each pick a song by secret ballot. I don't know what his is. He doesn't know mine. You then tell us what your gut says wins. It's not a fair fight. It's apples and oranges, but we do it anyway. What do you have? What are you going to throw? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to do this.
Yep.
Round one. Fight.
Fight.
All right, well, I did confess before we went on the air, my friend, that I'm playing dirty today.
Yes?
Because I felt that
you always play dirty.
You've done the same last week. Peace, frog. By the way, at 4:30 we're gonna do a recap of the show on Friday.
We got tell you a little cool story about the guy from Mr. Mister.
It was awesome.
Richard Page.
It was a great night. All right, so here's my song, Andy.
No, you can't repeat.
It was not a song fight when I played this. This was when we were doing our deep cuts thing on a Monday. I never put this in a song fight.
You.
Yes.
You. That's check no good.
No. That's known as a, I believe that's a...
jerk move?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's a Reinfeld's defense that I'm using here.
Since we've already heard it, we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, do we? Mike and the Mechanics, Living Years.
Yeah.
You're proud of yourself.
I am. I thought of it this morning.
How can I be douchey? This would be great.
Well, how can I be extra douchey? Yeah. Because I'm regularly pretty douchey.
How can I make Andy mad?
Okay, so that's your song.
Yeah.
Can we move on to mine?
Please.
I also doubled down.
Oh, did you?
But not with the same song.
Okay.
Same artist. All fellow named Jerry Rafferty.
Great. It's great.
I don't know, man. This song just...
it's magic.
Covers me in happy jelly. I like the way he's Scottish, so he says, things I've been through, he says, true. All the things I've been true. A song called Right Down the Line. Jerry Rafferty. He's the Baker Street guy.
And this is his other really great song. Mm. Comes first, him or Jeff Lynne?
Oh, Jeff Lynne.
Jeff Lynne first,
but
and then
Jerry Rafferty.
No, I mean so time-wise.
Well, the Steelers wheel stuff, I want to say, was 74.
So it's a little before.
Jeff Lynne would predate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is definitely stealing from the ELO songbook this point.
Yeah. So if you like Andy's song, this one right here, then you want to text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. We'll have the results for you after 6 tonight. And we might be putting you on the payroll in a moment. If you've texted payroll to 21003, then you're in the running for it. We'll find out here at the top of the hour if I call your name or if we're going to give another bit of money to DeForest. We'll find out in moments from now. It's Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound.
Tight, Chandley.
Shut up.
Measurable amount of dead air.
I was looking around because I couldn't find the piece of paper that had the name on it.
Sorry, we got a lot of balls in the air currently.
Thanks for covering for me.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. I got you.
Okay, the name is Lena Berber of Santa Ana. Lena Berber of Santa Ana. You've got 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock right now. 888-696-1003, Lena Berber of Santa Ana. You have 10 minutes to call me at 888-696-1003, and we'll give you $100, or we'll give another $100 to DeForest.
He's dead, Jim.
DeForest Miller of Corona. So it's already up
Lena
to
Berber.
One, two, three. That'll be $400 for DeForest if you don't call back Lena Berber. Berber. So get on the phone to us, okay?
Lena Berber.
Okay, so quickly, we wanted to check in. If you didn't hear us talking about it earlier, legendary L.A. disc jockey Charlie Tuna has passed away. Passed away apparently earlier this month, and we're now just finding out about it. But we've sent Josh Flieger, the programming assistant, to go out and see where people are gathered at the Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's right there at the corner of Vine and Selma, right?
Yeah, I'm here right now. We got some cameras lined up. They just put down the flowers, and I hate to say there's not many people here right now.
Oh, way to go, people. Oh,
come on.
Boss
it's
Jock
the Tuna Man.
Josh.
Hey, you know what? I have somebody right here. Hi. My name is Josh. We're on 100.3 The Sound right now.
Nice to meet you.
Are you familiar with Charlie Tuna?
No, but I'm not from the States. Maybe that's why.
Well, do you like tuna?
Yeah, I love tuna.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about your love for tuna?
Yeah, I'm half Japanese. That means I love sushi. Awesome. Means I love tuna.
That's great.
Yeah, oh, I guess cool. That's
that,
it.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you stopping by, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I think that's an...
That works.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's good. That's somebody who appreciates tuna, Andy, and that's as close as we need
that's
to get.
That's in the spirit of the moment.
I'm
Josh,
doing the best I can
Josh,
out here
Josh,
right now.
Right across the street is a Walgreens. Go over there and buy a can of Starkist tuna and put that, just push it into the frame where all of the cameras are pointing down.
Just slowly slide it in frame so that at some point on a news reel tonight, there'll just be a can of tuna sliding slowly across the star.
We'll see. We'll see how I can do that.
Right. Great job, Josh. Keep us abreast of if anybody actually shows up.
All right,
again, remembering Charlie Tuna passing away earlier this month, one of the legendary boss jocks here in Southern California.
Boss jock.
And this is a boss band called Van Halen on Andy in the Afternoon.
It's all boss.
93 KHJ plays more music.
Hey, if you didn't hear us talking about it earlier, KHJ and KRLA boss jock, Charlie Tuna has passed away, and folks are remembering him by going out to his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's right there at Selma and Vine, if you're interested in heading out there. And sadly, we got another death in Hollywood. We go from behind the mic to in front of the camera. We'll tell you in just a few minutes who we're missing.
Are you actually teasing a death announcement on the air currently?
It's all obituaries today on Andy in the Afternoon.
All right, get your money up. Now, gambler dynamite, come on, get it up. Coconut head's gonna take all the money. Come on, loudmouth, get it up.
Well, wait just a minute. How's it going?
Boy, 15 minutes, eat the whole thing in an hour.
One rule, no throwing up. He throws up, you forfeit everything.
Now, when was the last time you ever saw my boy throw up? Now, shut your mouth and give your money to Coco.
I say my boy Luke can eat 50 eggs. 50 eggs! Cool Hand Luke, sweatiest movie ever made. George Kennedy, actor George Kennedy, the man talking right there, has passed away. You know him from that movie. You know him from...
Airplane?
Naked
Guns?
And the Naked Gun movies. George Kennedy has passed away. What did CNN describe him as?
They described him as beefy. They said
beefy.
George Kennedy, beefy actor,
beefy
dies
character
at 91.
Actor. Yeah. I love George Kennedy. Always thought he was great. So,
Andy, when you pass, I will refer to you as Beefy DJ.
You call me that now.
Yeah.
But our sympathy to anybody who loved George Kennedy. And also, we're talking about boss jock Charlie Tuna passed away earlier this month. Certainly hope we don't have the proverbial third to talk about today. Plenty of loss for one day, I think. Coming up next, though, if you weren't at the one-year anniversary party for Mark in the Morning on Friday... maybe you've seen some snippets that have been put on Facebook, but we have a couple of things that haven't been put up there, a couple of remembrances, and we'll talk about those next. So stick around. And, of course, some great classic rock from Pink Floyd and others on the sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. So, Friday at the Mark in the Morning one-year anniversary down here at the Saban Theater. I had to go. Lara was with the kids at home, and she sends me a text message like right after I get there, like 8 o'clock. Oh, just forgot to mention Luke Perry was going to be there, huh? So I hand the phone to Luke Perry, who was standing right next to me, and have him send her a selfie. So she has.
It was pretty good.
This picture right here.
Yeah.
And that shut her right up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sorry, someone stole my phone for a minute. But yeah, so she was bitter that she wasn't there. You ran into someone who had something to say about Songfight.
I did. Well, first off, I should compliment Richard Page of Mr. Mister. The guy's 62 years old, Andy, and he did Kyrie and Broken Wings in the original key. Flawlessly, man.
He was great.
And then I went up afterwards and I was like, listen, man, I just wanted to say thank you because your two songs got me beating my buddy on the air because we did the song fight thing. And he was like, oh, what songs were they? And I said, well, you know, one was The Doors. And he was like, oh, what Doors song? And I was like, Peace Frog. And he went, it's not L.A. Lady, is it, man? And I was like, listen, dude, you just tell him it was a Doors song. You don't have to tell him what the song is, all right? But he was amazing.
And then he said, what was the next song?
Yeah, and then I was like, April Wine. He was like, what? You know, little stick, little carrot, as you say, my friend. But nonetheless, awesome. And as I say, that guy was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The band, Greg Bissonette, all those guys, just awesome. A solid, solid band. Good time all around.
Yeah.
This is a band called Pink Floyd.
Ew.
Yeah.
I've heard they're pretty good.
Yes, they're not bad.
Henry?
It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. This is The Sound. Well, I'm going to be the first one to admit that segue didn't work.
I mean, it was a bit of a train wreck, I'll be honest with you, pal. You know? You tried.
I had the best of intentions.
You did. I could feel it.
Yeah.
You know, just sometimes they, you know, it the gods just, of radio just don't, they don't. Charlie Tuna wouldn't have thought that was any good, I'll tell you that much.
Watch your mouth. Well, a pox upon me. I forgot to mention that Lena Berber of Santa Ana called back.
Oh, hello,
Lena. She's
got
$100, Miss Berber.
Berber.
So we'll find out here in just a few minutes at the top of the hour if I call you. I don't know what that means. I call your name, and maybe you then will be on the payroll for a little while, because we're about to start 100 minutes of classic rock without commercial interruption, don't you know? And in that 100 minutes, we're going to have at least one breakdown with Christian, and be listening, because he's going to give you a chance to go and hear a live breakdown that he'll be doing this Saturday, so keep listening for that. I wanted to update you on the song fight.
Yeah.
Christian chose this one here. Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.
Because
he only knows 8 songs, apparently.
Every generation blames the one before.
And I chose this selection. It's Jerry Rafferty's Right Down the Line. Such a good love song. And you're doing pretty well, Christian. I think I'm only beating you about 2-1 right now.
I think people are upset.
Yeah.
That I
went back to the well.
Well, you
through
know,
a loophole.
It was never allowed to stand up and be counted. And I think it's suffering a bit of a hump for that, you know?
I think you're getting a thumping because people see right through you. Anyway, let's start up that 100 minutes of commercial free classic rock. We'll do it in moments.
You know I need your love.
Oh, we'll have the answer. By the way, if you wanted to text, text to A to 21003 to vote for this one, or C if you want to vote for Christian song to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 p.m. tonight.
When I wanted you to share my life,
oh, so good.
I had no doubt in my mind.
100 minutes, commercial-free classic rock that starts next on The Sound.
Manamana.
I had to buy these cookies out of the vending machine because they were in slot F8.
Fate.
It was fate.
Angel on the Sound payroll, and you'll like it, yes you will. The payroll.
Pyro. Jessica Hernandez of La Mirada. Jessica, you're on the payroll if you call us back in the next 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock right now. Number is 888-696-1003, Jessica. Jessica Hernandez of La Mirada, 888-696-1003. Ring us up, and maybe we'll give you $100, or we'll give another $100 to Lena Berber if you don't. No skin off our bones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know that sound. It means the Christian's going to do a little wiki-wiki magic. That's what you call it, right?
No.
A little Santeria with the music. You're going to just get in there and...
You're the only
little,
person who calls it any of those
do
things,
little,
my friend.
Do a little music voodoo.
So we're gonna do some Eagles coming up, so I thought I would give you a little hint of that. But also, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the 7th caller right now, Andy.
Okay, 888-696-1003.
That is exactly it. For Saturday night, I will be at Swing House Studios in Atwater Village doing a breakdown. The nice thing about these is I get to do like an hour on each song, and we really get to dig in. It's a 2-hour presentation. There's a bar, Andy.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And I think my boys from Tosi are going to show up and give away some of their free snacks because I love those things.
Right.
And we might have some other giveaways. So be the 7th caller.
People need to text, not for the tickets now, but if they want to text SOUND to 21003, they can get on a list to be notified when the ticket link does go up. They're free tickets, right?
They are, absolutely.
Okay.
Of course. And the standard messaging and all that stuff.
That's right, and don't text and drive.
So this is the sound. You're going to hear the sound of Randy Meisner, you said, Andy, I believe.
Randy Meisner, not in the band yet. This is, it will be in the background. Bernie Ledden doing the background.
Uh-huh.
And Don Henley.
Right.
And who else?
Some other guy who was in the Eagles. And off in the distance, you will hear Glenn Frey singing the main vocal on a different microphone. You ready?
I guess it would be Randy Meisner. That's right.
This is awesome.
Take it easy, Don't let the sound of your own
music. That's awesome. That's Glenn Frey on another microphone off
that's
in the distance.
That's why you hear him in the
room. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
It's great. I didn't know they did all that stuff tracked it at the same time.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see.
Randy Meisner's the high voice.
The high guy?
Girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to have a look at me. Come on, baby.
How good is that?
That's really good.
Baby, I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in to make it easy.
Oh, that's cool. Did you notice one of them sang make and the other one sang take?
It's pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah. Like the background is this.
I'm climbing in and take it easy.
Wow. Didn't get the lyrics right.
How about that?
Eagles, damn you. You should have rehearsed.
Here we go in the natural habitat. Nicely done.
Thanks, ma'am.
Eagles.
We'll see you on a Saturday night at Swing House for a little breakdown if you win the tickets.
Bruce Springsteen's only number one song as a songwriter.
Is it really?
This one.
Oh, right. And this is the version.
This is one of those times when somebody covers a song and they do it better than the guy who wrote it.
Yep.
Man for man. 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on the sound. Christian.
New slogan for the show, Andy. Born to be wild.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I think this show needs something to kind of reboot it right now.
Okay.
I think it needs a little shaker.
All right, hold on. Let me join you. Ready?
Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
How many listeners are we losing by 10 seconds?
Probably one every moment.
Andy, I got breaking news.
What's that?
For Hot Dog on a Stick's 70th birthday, you're going to be able to get his hot dog on a stick for 70 cents.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I thought you might want to know that.
You like nitrates?
Sure.
Round one, fight.
You know what's going on right now. It's the results of the song fight today. Christian put up Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics. I put up a song by Jerry Rafferty called Right Down the Line, which I think is a lovely little love song.
It is.
And it turns out I win. Evening things up. 59% voted for my song from Jerry Rafferty, and you got 41% of the vote.
All right.
But it was a rehash that you put up there.
I think I suffered for the rehash, yeah. Andy. I think people judged my character.
Yeah, they thought that wasn't very creative on your part.
They weren't voting for the song. They were voting for the person.
But just let this wash over you. Mild? More than mild. You're soaking in it. It's Jerry Rafferty on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. It's Andy in the afternoon. Andy's victorious.
I don't mind losing to a great song, and this, my friend, is a great song.
Well put. Now hush up. What are you doing to me, dude? How could you let me forget to say this?
I'm barely doing my own job right now.
You're barely
doing yours.
You're barely paying attention. That's true. Hey, we did not get a call back from Jessica at 5 o'clock, which seems like an eternity ago.
It is.
But that means Lena Berber
from
Santa Ana has $200 now, and we'll pick things back up in the morn with Mark in the morning.
Andy, can you see I'm doing my Billy Idol face?
You doing a sneer? No, your big microphone muffs in the way.
It talks like this.
Move over.
And I'm Billy Idol.
Right.
And I found a sound.
You know, he lives here in Southern California.
He should come and hang out with us.
He drives a Triumph motorcycle everywhere.
We'll have lip curling competitions on the radio.
It's Andy in the afternoon. 100 minutes commercial free on the sound right now. Congratulations to Freddie Mercury. His home in London has now been designated as a historic landmark.
As it should, my friend.
How about that?
Yep.
And all three of the Beatles, excluding Ringo, suspiciously, he joins the ranks of folks like that. Why can't Ringo ever win?
Peace and love, mate. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
You know, don't really care about it.
On the sound. Yeah! It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. I expected some more people to join in.
It was just you.
On my own, it just didn't sound like... It sounded anticlimactic is what it sounded like.
It wasn't as big as it could have been.
Yeah, I could have used some help. I want to help you.
Me?
I want to help you...
Oh, okay.
Say goodbye to your workday and relax with something called a lullaby. I've stopped doing the story. I've let that go, and I've moved on to lullabies. Silas has forgiven me for scaring the pants off him.
He has?
With the scary lullaby.
Right.
But people have reached out to me, and they like the Lawrence Welk goodbye. So I was even thinking, Christian, we could have a listener at some point come and blow bubbles on us.
Mm.
And Terry, our engineer, will love...
Oh, bubble juice on everything.
The soap juice going into the mixing board.
It's awesome. It's a great
idea.
It'd
be fantastic. We could have champagne.
Sure.
All kinds of fun stuff. So if you have a particular affinity for the Lawrence Welk Show and you want to blow bubbles on us while we say goodnight one night, let us know. Reach out on Facebook, Andy in the Afternoon.
It's a great idea.
And while you're there, go also and check out the Andy in the Afternoon fan page. It's run by people who just love radio and love to have fun and love music. People like Aaron and others. So go check that out. And while you're waiting... I'm going to get ready. I'm going to get Rita Wild, let her know that it's her turn next, get some classic rock ready to go, and we all sing together in moments on the sound. Gather around the wireless, everybody. All right, Christian. It's kind of become our ad hoc closing theme, our goodbye to everyone. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful evening. And you had a wonderful time with us. Tomorrow, big doings on this program.
Huge news.
I can't even tell you.
Nope.
I can't even hint at it.
No, it's too big.
The show is growing. I'll say that. I'll say that much. So let's go. You ready? Everyone? And the one, and the two, and... Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Chris, you need a shaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Here's a wish and a prayer. Let every dream comes true. Sing to yourself in your car. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, you know I'll always remain in your fart.
Heart, heart.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish. And a non-denominational prayer that every dream comes true. And now until we meet again. Adios.
Adios.
A reservoir.
A reservoir.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Aw. That's cute as it needs to be.
Isn't there like a gurgle from Viv you could play as well? I'm starting to think she might feel left out of that whole experience.
I guess so.
You know? Just like a little thing. Yeah, whatever she does when she's happy.
Yeah. You know? I'll close mic her and see what we can get. Here comes Rita Wild. She's going to have fun with you all night long. Starting off with this Don Henley.
Man, I love this song. I might stick around and dance a little bit, Andy.
Why don't you marry it? Night, everybody. One on fight night.